Now, for the last 10 years, physicists have been slightly puzzled by a mysterious force acting on their space probes. There have been various slight anomalies detected on how spacecraft move, which don't seem to be which don't agree with what we'd how we'd predict them to move using Newton's mechanics and or even Einstein's mechanics. Now, one of the first anomalies which was noticed was on the Pioneer spacecraft that visited the outer solar system during the 1970s, and it's still just heading off into space. There's a couple of these, and they seem to be slowing down slightly faster than we predict using our present understanding of physics. The effect's minute, about a 10 billionth as strong as the force of gravity on the surface of the Earth, but it is measurable. Now, this physics could just be just some little tiny trivial thing we don't understand, like a little tiny gas leak, or something to do with how it's radiating heat unevenly, which we don't really understand. But now a team from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California have found another anomaly which seems to appear when spacecraft do fly by Earth. This is where, you know, if you want to get a spacecraft to go a long way away, they tend to fly from Earth to Venus, then back to Earth, then possibly off to Jupiter, because each time they do that, they gain a bit more energy and go slightly faster. For example, they had a look at the NEAR spacecraft, which was on its way to visit an asteroid, and it left moving, it was only 13 millimetres per second slower than it should have done, and the Galileo probe, which was off to visit Jupiter, sped up by about 4 millimetres a second, which is a minute effect when they're actually moving kilometres a second.
It's minute, but in terms of it being quite a local and quite a short-term experiment, that's quite a lot. So given that we thought we understood how forces work and we thought that Newton and Einstein between them had it worked out, what's going on?
Well, they're not entirely sure, but a guy called Frank Jordan and his team, who found this out, have been looking at the different space probes, how big these anomalies are, and he's worked out a formula which seems to suggest that it's all to do with whether they come in and out at the same angle to the equator. If they come in and out at the same angle to the equator, nothing happens. It's absolutely boring. But if it comes in on the equator and leaves off towards the North Pole, then you get a big effect. Now, he doesn't really, this doesn't tell you what's going on, but it does kind of give an indication it may be something to do with the Earth rotating. Einstein's theory of general relativity does have an effect which should be to do with rotating objects, but that should be much smaller than this. So either there could be something really trivial going on we don't understand, or there could be some really interesting new physics.
What about the point you made earlier about probes leaving the solar system altogether, and those then seem to be showing these effects too? So what's rotating there then?
It could be just all of the mass in the solar system, the sun and the planets, and just everything's rotating. It only seems to be an effect which is noticed by things which aren't in a bound orbit, orbits which are disappearing off to infinity.
So an interesting observation. How are we going to get to the bottom of it and solve the problem?
I guess by just looking at more and more probes, tying down what the formula is much tighter, and that will give us a better idea of what could be possibly causing it.